Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. An Illinois man has been sentenced to 75 years for a double homicide in South Bend. 24-year-old Tyreek Rayford was found guilty of murder back in April. It was for the 2020 shooting deaths of Malik Balderos and Ricky Kynes Jr. at the Waterford Glen Apartments. Rayford is one of three men to be charged in their deaths. Officials believe the murders were gang-related. The suspect in the shooting death of 11-year-old Tyon Horston in April appeared in court for the first time yesterday. 18-year-old Dominic Williams Jr. is facing charges of murder with firearm enhancement. He was arrested Monday near Indianapolis and not granted bond. While Williams' attorney says there's doubt in the court documents that his client committed the act, Tyon's family believes law enforcement has the right man. The St. Joseph County Department of Health is making progress on two big items that have been held up. There are now half a dozen applicants to be the future head of the department. Nearly a month ago, the board didn't have any interest. The current interim health officer, Dr. Joseph Serbin, started at the beginning of April. Early on, he voiced his intentions to only stay on for 4 months. The department also got the green light on a grant for Narcan boxes. This school year, South Bend's Empowerment Zone is mapping student progress. Now, new data is showing students in the zone are gaining ground and catching up to their peers around the country. Overall student growth in ELA and math showed at nearly every grade level. Third through eighth graders are learning a year's material at a faster rate than last school year, and they're gaining ground compared to their national peers, especially with Black and Hispanic students. A Benton Harbor man is facing charges for aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material using a computer to commit a crime. Michigan State Police arrested Jamie Lee Fluellen of Benton Harbor after the investigation led to the seizure of digital evidence involving the uploading of child sexual exploitation material from his home. Fluellen was arraigned in the 5th District Court on Monday. On the one-year anniversary of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, President Joe Biden called on Congress to take action to end the epidemic of gun violence in the United States. Biden took the opportunity to renew his call for a ban on assault weapons, referring to the AR-15 rifle in particular, national red flag laws, universal background checks, and other gun control measures. Biden said that in the year since the Uvalde shooting, there have been 650 mass shootings in America and well over 40,000 deaths due to gun violence. The attorneys general of every state except Alaska and South Dakota, along with the attorney general from D.C., have joined a suit against Avid Telecom's owner Michael Lansky and Vice President Stacey Reeves over alleged robocall violations. The company allegedly helped make calls using spoofed or invalid caller ID numbers, with over 8 million calls appearing to come from government and law enforcement agencies. Attorneys for the company maintain it's done nothing wrong and say they look forward to defending themselves in court. The South Bend Cubs fell to Dayton 4-1 yesterday in front of over 6,700 people on the last education day of the season. The Cubs are still in first place in the Midwest League's West Division after Beloit and Cedar Rapids also lost yesterday. South Bend and Dayton continue their series tonight at 7:05 at Four Winds Field. You can hear the game on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. The South Bend Cubs welcomed their 3 millionth fan under Andrew Berlin's ownership yesterday. So far in 2023, the team has drawn over 70,000 fans in the first 18 games of the season and are on pace for another big year. Over the last 35 years, the franchise has welcomed over 7.5 million fans to Four Winds Field. In the majors, the Chicago Cubs beat the Mets 4-2, the White Sox shut out Cleveland 6-0, Detroit beat Kansas City 6-4. The Florida Panthers are headed to the Stanley Cup Final after completing their series sweep of the Carolina Hurricanes 4-3 last night. I'm Jimmy Irizarry on Sunny 101.5.